several few things, but at the top of the agenda is looking forward for me to be here for worship. I'm telling you the truth. I always look, whatever I am, I look forward for Sunday, because I know extraordinary things happen when you surrender and yield yourself unto the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to hear the word of God. How many people are ready to hear the word of God? And just before we do that, I want to welcome, invite our children so that we can pray for them. Oh, it's a family Sunday, I'm sorry. All right. Are you ready for the word of God?
Yes, we are.
You're very? Okay. I want to bring the minister of the word of God, but just before I do that, let me say something, that God has blessed me so immensely to have given into my life people whose desire is the Lord. And I can tell you verily, verily, that it is out of the influence of these people that I feel drawn ever closer to the Lord every single moment. Praise be to God. I just want to thank God for my mom, who has been with us now for almost the last 6 weeks, 6 months. I know while I preached here, I've given you examples of how my mother used to discipline me, but I'm not going to talk about that today, because it's because of this woman. I believe I am because of what she did, and she worked on me when I was young, and bringing me up in godly principles. I remember way back in 1970 something, I was a young kid, when my mom gave her life to Jesus, and she would sneak out of the house. They would go alongside with, I believe, some other two women, and they would go some place by the river, and they would call upon the name of the Lord. At that time, I could not understand what was happening. But I believed, because of her consistent prayer, sooner or later, my father gave his life to the Lord, and every one of my brothers, almost every one of them, after that, gave their lives unto the Lord. Amen? And so I'm really honored. It's really, really a great honor. And for those who have an opportunity to have their mom still alive, it is a wonderful thing to every time keep on, call them and tell them how precious they are. If you have your dad still alive, call them, tell them how precious they are. Praise be to God. And if you can, you can even, send something to them if they are still in Africa. Amen? Don't just neglect them. It is because of them that we are here. And so I said, my mama will not go back home. She's almost going back. She'll be leaving on the 4th. And by the way, I want to invite you, all of you, to our farewell fellowship in our home that is going to be next Saturday, all of you. And come hungry, because we have prepared a lot of food for you. Okay? I want you to come and lay your hands upon this woman of God and send her with a blessing. Amen? And so without wasting much time, I would like to introduce my beloved mama, Susan Wangari Wainaina, to come and bring us the word of the Lord. Open up your heart together with our sister Purity, who is going to interpret for her. Amen. Come on, give it to my mama.
Kena goro ya kwega tu matu Oh, ye goro ya kwe kai gwa wega le ta do wa mo na kia mo do ke do ne ke na ga a ke do na ne ke na ga ta do go ti ryo te de to e kwe do we do we sa ma kwe o ge goro ya kwa ne ra ke na
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
I greet you in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. I love you all. My heart is at peace. My heart is at peace. My heart is happy. Because I know the Lord in me has the word. The Lord told the devil that one word of God, I am born again this morning. My baby is limping in me. My baby has not been stolen by Herod. Praise the Lord. I know we shall do a good job here. And I know I will, and she knows I will say what she wants you to hear. Praise the Lord. I am so glad because of salvation. Because the Lord has carried all my burdens. All the time I feel like praising the Lord. I am so glad for my God. The one who brought me back to America. The time I was told I was going to be coming. She was wondering what she was coming back to do in America. Because she had come here in 2001. And she was telling her children, the money you are paying for my fare, can't you do something with it? Because she had come here before. She was not really longing to come to America. But when she was praying, she asked God, why am I coming back to America? Because she was afraid of being in the plane. Praise the Lord. The Lord told her that her work was not finished. Because when she came in 2001, there was the 911. Praise the Lord. And when she arrived at the airport, the Lord told her she did not come to tour the land. The Lord told her to come and do her work. And she told the Lord, God, you are going to tell me what I have to do. She was in prayer all through. And she prayed for this land so much. And God is good. Praise the Lord. Oh, this time she wants to praise the Lord because of her daughter. Because when she was told by pastor that mom would be coming, if she didn't want her to come, she wouldn't be here. So she's the one who loves her mom the most. Praise the Lord. And she loves you so much because since she came, she has been cooking for her. She puts food for her in the fridge and she does all the good things to her mom. And she has decided that this God to bless her and she blessed the seed. Praise the Lord. She is so glad for this church. She was actually thinking about this church one night. She has prayed for this church so much. Because she blessed God when she entered through that door. When this church was starting, we were together in prayer. So when she came, she blessed God for letting her see this church. She has been praying for this church since she Mwathani arogocwo.
Praise the Lord.
She has so much love for each one of us. Because since she came, she has been eating our food.
Mwathani arogocwo.
Praise the Lord.
Sister
Catherine just cooks.
No irio ne kureherwo turehagirwo.
And people bring them food.
Na riu mahinda maria ndireciragia riria mama ndirio ne ngwaria kiugo kia Ngai.
When she was told she was going to minister.
Ni tondu kuma riria ndokire ni nyonete wendo muingi muno nyumba ino.
Because she has seen so much love in this
house. Ona mahinda maria twaima twarikia githomo tuthiana haria.
Even when we go to the fellowship.
Gona wendo muingi muno 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 makiria.
She sees so much love in this place.
Riu kiugo kia Ngai giakwa kiria ndina kio ni giaguka kuongerera hinya wendo ucio.
So the word that she has, it's just coming to add more on the love that we already have. So that even when she goes home, she will continue to
Because
those who do good, God remembers them. And he does them good. Bless the name of the Lord. I will read it. Okay, we are going to read the English Bible. Because the Lord will help us. She didn't study so much. But she has a little that helps her. When we preach, she understands what we're talking about. Even in the plane, she's able to communicate. Praise the Lord. She's so glad she educated all her children. And she's not worried because you all have gone to school. Because if you work and you don't get wealthy, your children will be blessed of God. Praise the Lord. She'll cut down on time. We've been preached so much in this place. We've been preached about the woman of Samaria. The way she received Christ and she received from the Lord. Today she just wants to preach about love and a good fellowship with the Holy Spirit. When you are a believer, do not let three fellowships lack from your life. The fellowship between you and God, the fellowship between you and the Holy Spirit. Because he's the one who guides you. He's the one who leads the way. And don't let you not have a fellowship between the fellow brethren. Because our God is good. She knows the fellowship of between people and God is very good. And the fellowship among brethren is very good. Because that is what has sustained her. All the time she has lived a life of prayer. All her miracles are through prayer. Even when the kids were going to school, that time she just used to pray. Even when they were finishing school, they would just go and pray. And they would get jobs. And the people started saying that they were bribing. Because they would get jobs immediately. And she would say, "The Lord, you are the one I bribe." Because she has never gone to bribe people. Because even you, I tell you, in this country, you who fear the Lord, don't go left and right. If you want something, pray. Because God hears everything. And he will answer your prayers. The name of the Lord be praised. We're going to read about the woman of the Shunammite woman. That's what we are going to read today. We're going to read in English. Praise the Lord. 2 Kings 4. 8 to 38.
Noel,
you there?
One day, Elisha went to Shunem, and a well-to-do woman Mwathani arogocwo.
Praise the Lord.
Ne mwaigwa mutino wa kwaga gwitekia Ngai.
Did you hear the tragedy of not believing
God?
Tondu
mutumia ohedere erirwo ni Elisha. Niakite maundu mega.
She had done good things, but when she was told by Elijah. Ne tondu
ni amwonaga akihitukana akimuringereria agatonya kuria irio
gwake. She used to see him all the time walking around.
Nake mutumia ucio agecireria Elijah maundu mega.
And that woman started thinking good things about Elijah.
Agithikwe muthuri wake.
She went to her husband.
Akimwira makire Elisha kanyumba kando kanyumba yake.
And told the husband to build a small
place for
so that Elijah would find a place to sleep when he came by.
Mwathani Jesu arogocwo.
Praise the
Lord.
Because of this action,
he asked
what can be done for this woman.
Mwathani arogocwo.
Praise the Lord.
Nakira ndukata yake Gehazi amwite.
And Elijah told Gehazi to call her.
Orio uria angeenda.
And asked to be asked what she would want.
No mahinda maria mutumia okire oigire we oririo uria angeenda.
When she came to Elijah and was asked what she would want.
Akiorio kana no ende ahoerwo uhoro wa bururi ucio muthamaki aririo.
And she was asked by Elijah what she would want.
No oigire aturaga kuri andu ake kiumbe.
And she said that she lived among her people.
Dugata Ngai agekioria ni ati mutumia angekwona ni atwikite maundu mega.
And the servant of God asked what can be done for this woman. And Gehazi reported that this lady had no child.
Na muthuri wake ni mukuru.
And the husband was old.
Ritwa ria Jehovah Ngai rirogocwo.
Praise the Lord.
Mwathani arogocwo mahinda maria mutumia ucio okire.
Praise the Lord when this woman came.
Erija akimwira kimera giki gikinya ta hani ugakorwo nyitete kana gaku.
By this time next year you will be holding your child. Praise the Lord.
Ni urona mutino tondu mutumia odetekirie.
This woman did not believe and it
ni
was tragic.
Ni maita maigana ndugate ya Ngai ana kuhoera ukaga gwitekia.
How many times have the servant of God prayed for you and you didn't? This woman did not believe God. She did not believe God. Let us be people who believe God. Even before we see it. Because that woman got a child. And that child, when it was the time for harvest. She was a famous woman. They had money.
No matiare mwana.
But they had no child.
Mwathani arogocwo.
Praise the Lord.
Mahinda maria mwana ucio athire gwithe.
When the child went to the father.
Twaigua ni aririre muno ni kuga mutwe mutwe.
He had a headache.
Na mahinda macio nduga muthuri wake akita nduga temwe kimuinukia mucie.
And at that time the father called a servant to take
the child. Kiugo kia Ngai gikuyu kiuga kiroiga ati aikarie na mwana ucio maruine kinya ihinda ria miaraho.
And the woman stayed with this child on her knees until evening.
Na mwana ucio agicoka agikua.
And the child died.
Mwathani arogocwo.
Praise the Lord.
No are na wetekio tondu igaga wenda hoete mwana.
And how she had faith because she said she had not prayed for a child.
Tondu ire mwana ucio agithia akimukomia uriri uria wakomagwo ni ndungata ya Ngai.
She put the child on Elijah's bed.
Na agitia funda nigetha athi akone mundu ucio wa Ngai.
And asked for a donkey to go visit with Elijah.
Na mutumia ucio ari na ugi tondu ona nderire muthuri wake mwana ni akuire.
She was a wise woman and never told her husband the child
was
dead. Na
nidire na mutuike andu mena ugi nyumba ino ya Ngai.
I want you to be wise people in the house of the Lord.
Ni tondu mutumia ucio nena ruo runene nderire muthuri wake.
Because that woman, even with such bitterness and such hard time, she did not tell her husband.
Etirie funda.
She asked for the donkey.
Nake muthuri wake moria ka uguthineke na riu tikarugamo ka muisho wa mweri.
And the husband asked her, why are you going at this time?
Andu acio ma ihinda riu ni mathia gucokia ngatho karugamo-ini ka muisho wa mweri.
Those people would go into the temple.
Mwathani arogocwo.
Praise the Lord.
Na niagitindikire funda yake.
And she pushed on with a donkey.
Na agegethi na agegethi kuria Elijah ikaraga.
And she went to where Elijah was.
Na mahinda maria Elijah amuonire nietire ndungata yake.
And when Elijah saw her, she called Gehazi.
Na akimwira amuthagane.
And told her to come and get.
Na mahinda maria athire agituria maru.
And when he went, she kneeled down and started praying.
Agethi agituria maru he Elijah.
He went and kneeled down. Pray to Elisha.
Na kaerija Gehazi niendaga kumweheria.
And the in Gehazi planned to remove him.
Na akimwira tiga kumweheria eno ndu muturetie
ngoro yake. And he told him that don't leave him because I have bitterness in my heart.
No ndocio Ngai niahithete.
And God has secret with that.
Mwathani arogocwo.
Praise the Lord.
Mahinda maria mutumia ucio erire Elijah akimwira nie ndia kuhoete mwana.
The time that lady told Elijah that I did not pray for you to give me a child.
Nidakwiria gutingihotekeka.
Said said it is impossible.
Mwathani arogoso.
Praise the Lord.
Kwaga gwitikia.
Without unbelief.
Kwaga gwitikia.
Without faith unbelief.
Kwena gwati munene.
It is dangerous.
Todo na hidare uno igaga da hoete.
Because he said that I have not prayed yet.
No hidwa heyo mwana ni akenire.
But after getting the baby, she was happy.
Mwathani arogoso.
Praise the Lord.
Kigo kia gai kiratwira tugiaga na gwitikia.
The word of God says that we have to believe.
Na twathikagira ndugata cia Ngai.
And we have to obey the servant of the Lord. But because without faith or believing is dangerous. Praise the Lord. Elijah said his servant and said that God lay hands on that baby.
No, Mahida Maria Gehazi wathire.
And the time that Gehazi went, this lady says, as God liveth, I'll not leave you. Praise the Lord. And then Elijah said, I will come.
Gehazi
went fast. And the time he did what she was told, nothing happened. Praise the Lord. God is good.
Elijah
went.
And
he met where this young child was laid. Praise the Lord. He told everybody go out. The time they went out, Elijah lay on this young baby. Eyes look to eyes. Mouth to mouth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That time the baby gets hurt. Praise the Lord. Elijah get up.
What
the time we pray? Let us not pray sitting on the
bed.
Because Elijah start walking around. Praise the Lord. I talking to God. Praise the Lord. He went second time to the baby. He lied on the baby second time. He was talking with God. And because he was waiting for a miracle to be
fulfilled
to this lady, and he thought that the servant of the Lord talked lie, and he wants this baby to live forever. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He went and lied the second time. Now the time he laid on this child, this baby started as
Mora.
The word of God says this. The word of God says he sneezed three times. Seven times.
Na mahinda macio mwana akehingura maitho.
At that time the baby opened eyes.
Praise the name of
the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Na maundu mariko mana gukora.
How many things have come to you?
Magatuma uragega kengegaku.
Will you come to kill the child that you have?
Ukariganirwa Ngai uri uturaga muyo ni akwendete.
You forget that the God living forever loves you.
Ikaraga higo cio the omenyereire gakenge.
Every time maintain, protect the
child. Todo nakehera
because the enemy is your life. He is looking what you have there night. So be careful what you watch.
Protect what you have.
Elijah called the woman. I told her, come and pick your son. Praise the Lord. The women kneeled down. She started worshiping the Lord. So the God that we pray, don't pray with him. Because it's God that he has power. It's God who lays those who are dead. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I am happy because of God. Because I protected my salvation or my baby. Think be good or bad. Because every time is not good. I'll be praising God all the time. Praise the Lord. Even that what I want to say to you
is today,
the time of the servant of the Lord, like how when is she standing here? Like now he has been saying about prayer. When I heard him saying prayer, I started worshiping the Lord. Because I live by prayer. Let me give you a short story. 1983. That is the last time we got our last born. And when we get this last born, the devil says that they are not going to be happy. When I was in the hospital, even before I was released from the hospital, he started vomiting or throwing up. She started vomiting. I thought in my mind, is it malaria or what happened? I told the doctor. The doctor that I told, he started giving him a shot, giving him a lot of medicine. And it's only a baby, less than 1 week. Praise the Lord. We were given permission, we went home. The child was not yet good.
Where
the time we went home and the baby was not born, now we took the baby once again to a near dispensary near home. And the doctor says, a baby like this one, I don't think there is a disease that can get her. Unless he was born with a problem with his belly. Unless we do surgery. Praise the Lord. The time I heard that he will go for surgery, and I knew the one who was going to get a surgery, I asked, where are they going to start? And what is going to happen? I told my husband, really, if they do gonna do surgery, is he going to be healed? My husband is a man of faith. He said he is going to be healed. Praise the Lord. We were given some letters to go to the provincial hospital in Kenya, Nakuru. When we went there and they were looking for this baby, they discovered exactly what the doctor says was true. This baby is out.
It's
just only throwing up.
Praise
the Lord. That's why I said fellowship is very important. And prayer is very important. The time people of God get report that I'm in
hospital,
they come together, they start praying, the whole church start praying. Praise the Lord. We were there for 1 week without report whether he's going for surgery or not.
With
the time that he said he's going for surgery, you know, when you go to that room for surgery, not everybody went in. Some ladies hold this baby and they pull the skin of this baby like this. They said, oh, ma'am, this baby has no water. Now they shake their head. I said, God, you are still sitting on the seat of mercy. Aren't you focusing on you? If this young baby gonna live is yours, you take him as yours. Praise the Lord. The time I took this baby to theater, it was about at 8 a.m. in the morning. And me, I went back to the ward so I can wait for the baby. The devil told me, no, that baby will not be healed. So I thought, let me go and wash and clean my clothes so that when I get the report he is dead, I'll go home. Praise the Lord. When I was cleaning my clothes, there's a voice spoke to me. Amen. The voice said to me this, you are going to wash the Simon's growth until he will grown up. I said, thank you, God. The devil brought me doubt as he brought the Sunamite women. Praise the Lord.
mahinda marea mwana ucio agithinjirwo
the time they did surgery for this young baby
tuge athire thina thaa igere cia rosine
8 a.m. in the morning
na mwana ndacoka kureherwo kindu thina sara
they brought the baby back at 6 in the evening
leo ni arehwo odi
so he brought him back to the ward
mwana mwega tondu ekirwo mairi wacoka nomo
they give her some more lot of water so he was no more exactly the way she said
mwathani arogoso
mwana spire
na riu mahinda mari atwageikanitwageikarire na mwana ucio na njira nguhe
so we stayed for a short time with the baby
na mwana agegecoka agegeteithia mwana agetaithia
and after all the baby went he pooped
mahinda macio madagitari magioka makimuthiururukiria makiuga operation ni yagirire
so when the doctor came and surrounded her and see the poop they said oh the operation was good
mwathani arogoco
praise the lord
kiama kiugai wito agituringira
the miracle God did to us
na mwana akihona
and the boy was healed
na mwana ucio agikura
and the boy grew up
leo mwatheo ni mwanake munene
today he is a grown up man
ona ni wada mwiraga tumuhoere ngai amuhe wira
oh even we were praying for him the other day here for him to get a job
kuabwa ngai gutire undu atangeka
so God is a God that can do everything
mwathani arogoce
praise the lord
ngai wito ni mwega
our God is good
lakai tutweke andu agwitikagia
let us be believers to believe if you bring a prayer to the servant of the Lord you believe that you receive it even when the devil tells you it is not yet you believe that it is already be done praise the Lord the word of God is good because it gives us courage we get strong in the world you look at that 1 month baby going for surgery you have seen a baby for 1 month and you heard that he got sick when he was born praise the Lord even our neighbors in our village they start worshiping the Lord because of that baby
igwaga horo wa mwana guthinjwa wa mweri na ndakirigwo ni atia
because everybody could get reports that a 1 month old baby gonna get a surgery they doubt themselves
mwathani arogoce
praise the lord
itumige akumuherogano ru ri
the reason I give you this testimony
nigetha mugie na hinya
is that you be strong
na mwonaga gutire undu ngai atangihota
and for you to see that God can do anything
ni tondu ni akire mutumio ucio wa mucere muwega
because he did very good to this lady of Sunanama and the word of God spread everywhere so when you do good things remember that you are doing for God and you remember that God is faithful praise the Lord because this lady of God loves God I want you to love God and you do good things because he was done good things because he received the servant of the Lord because this man of God was passing by praise the Lord the word of God asks you today the time somebody called you with a problem how did you react because somebody can tell you we have not eaten we don't have anything do you answer I'm going to pray for you praise the Lord there is time to pray and there is time to give you do good things because you might be not having money but your fridge has a lot of food there is store like my mom there is every time is food the one you brought to us sometimes I do tell her let us give to some people of God you can go to the fridge and tell the one who is telling you that he has problems we are not going to pray because we have a lot you took those things if it is food go and give it to us you praise praise God in that time. Because that's what the word of God says for us to do. Because God will never remember you for you doing evil. He's
going
to remember you only when you do good. One day, is it a prodigal or what? A window lady came in the morning in my house. His husband was killed by a car. He was drunk. He was and this lady was very young. She told me that God talked to her and said, my help will come from you. He said, I want us to pray. First of all, I ask her, tell me the problem you have. Because we can't pray without me knowing the problem you have. She told me where she was living, she was chased away. Now she don't know where she's going to take his children because she don't have money even to go and let her house. Praise the Lord. Praise
the Lord.
We have another house somewhere we don't live. In another. I told her we are not going to pray. There is a house and there is nobody in that house. Come, I'm
going to
give you the key and go and prepare that house. Praise the Lord. I give her a key. It is about 1985 or 86 there. Praise the Lord. That lady is still in that house even today. When there was war crashes in Kenya, many people ran and left their houses. And they were calling this lady to go and live in their houses. She said, I'm not going because I know mom gave me this house. She will move here when she has her house. Praise the Lord. When somebody, a man of God or somebody of God, come and tell you have problem. Don't pray without knowing the problem. If no cloth,
the wardrobe yaku.
Where go to your wardrobe? And don't give the bad one. Don't take that you don't like. Get a shirt like this, mine, the one you like. Take the clothes that you like most. And the God that's going to let you give, he's
going
to give you a better one than that one. The name of the Lord be praised.
Praise the Lord.
We are going to get other scriptures in Act 9. Open Act 9 and wait for the verses. You know, we are young, we have so many things. Oh, Adwakuru. No hurry. You look the age, you wait for us. Amen. Act 9 from that 6.
In Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha, which when translated is Dorcas, who was always doing good and helping the poor. About the time she became sick and died, and her body was washed and placed in an upstairs room. Rhoda was near Joppa. So when the disciples heard that Peter was in Rhoda, they went two men to him and asked him, please come and
Praise the Lord. We heard the word of God. We heard about Tabitha. When she was sick, she was sick and died. And she was the body, and she put the body on the upstairs. Praise the Lord. When they had Peter was allowed, they sent somebody to go unto Peter. They said, go unto Peter to come quickly and not delay. Praise the Lord. When Paul came, they did not say that Tabitha is dead. They start giving testimony to Paul what Tabitha was doing. And the jacket that they could make for the windows. Praise the Lord. Even they were planning to go with Peter in the house. But Petro says no. He did not let them come in. Praise the Lord.
Where
the word says when Petro came in, Peter. When Peter came in, not Petro. When Peter came in, I'm sorry, I was saying that in Swahili. When Peter came in and found where Tabitha was laid, praise the Lord. The word says Peter turned to the body of Tabitha,
Tabitha.
And he called Tabitha,
okera.
Get up.
Praise
the Lord.
Tabitha
opened her eyes. She saw Peter. Amen. And Petro went out. He went with Tabitha outside. He found these windows women. What do you want to tell me? How happy these women were? Because they were happy because of Tabitha. Because Tabitha was working for them. She was doing good things to them. Praise the Lord. So when you are doing good things, don't be tired. Because the time will come and you're going to live good. Praise the Lord. Tabitha was raised again because of good deeds. Because of the cry of these women. And they knew that when Petro will go and call Tabitha, she'll come to back again. Praise the Lord. Let us love God and we be faithful to Him. And we give the whole heart, not half of our heart. And when we work for Him, don't be like you are
fault.
Because there is reward. And we are going even to be paid when we are still here. And when we go to heaven, we get everlasting life. Praise the name of the Lord. Me, I'm happy with God. Even when I'm working for God. Even when I'm back home. I don't want to see God anything
bad.
Because I know the work of God is not for somebody. Even when I came, I told this guy here, the time I'll be working for the Lord, never let the work of God be yours. Because the work of God is God. You can come out in this house. Where you see something wrong, go and repair
it.
Even somebody can go to this bathroom. I see the bathroom and I
know.
Now, I leave it like that. And ask, and you are a member of the church.
Oh.
Okay.
How
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. I asked him, what's wrong with this toilet? Whom do you think was supposed and come to make your toilet? And they were waiting for you. If you get papers in the bathroom, you pick them off and put them in the trash. Praise the Lord. And God who is in that heaven, he will be giving you a salary. He will be giving you secretary pay. Somebody will not know. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Tabitha was alive and it's the same Dorcas. Because of good deeds. And I want to say to you this day, when I'm studying here on a holy, when you're
going
to live in this house, ask God, what am I doing? Because it's not coming, listening to the word, then you go. There is work that God has given you. Because this is the last time Jesus is coming back. We are not going to preach with these Bibles. They are going to take them off. We are going to preach with action. Praise the Lord. When you go and see somebody when he's sick, you have said something to God. Praise the Lord. And when I had this message, I tried to move from it. I said no. Because since I came here, I've seen a lot of love inside you. We started a problem with our sister Purity. And when we were called, we went there, all of us. Our brother was sick, the one who prayed. We went and told God something. Today we worship the Lord because he is here. Praise the guitar. Let us preach with action. Because faith without action is total dead. Don't let anybody between you to bring Fruga, what we call it. If you see something, call God. So that love is going to leave. Praise the Lord. Our God is good. And
he
is faithful. I want to say thank you for the pastor. To let me stand here. And to say I love you. And we have been having a good fellowship with you. And I don't want this fellowship to be only for today. I want when I'm back home, let this fellowship may live forever. If you feel something, I want to pray for you. Don't feel anything, call me.
Now
I'll pray for you. And because the work that I'm doing nowadays is just on prayer. Because in fact, if I try to do another heavy job, I can't make it. But praying, I can do it. I can call God. And I believe God is going to do good things. Our brother says Kenya is here. You can't pray and say that prayer will not go. Praise the Lord. And number two, that I'm going to leave you to have that fellowship. And you give one peace to one another. And you start to one another. When you had somebody has problem, take that problem like yours. I have five fingers. When one is sick, the whole body is sick. So one of the servants when has problem, Get that problem is yours. Praise the Lord. Then I'm
going to
say thank you because the time I came we had a small problem. Because I could not stand and say that because I was so down. Because the time I came it was for me to pray for Mungai and the other men. And the time we received the message that one is dead, I was not having peace. I was not worried about death. My worry was, where did he went? Praise the Lord. When I was told to stand up, I could not make it. I was happy for what you did. I was very happy. Yeah, because you stand for us and you stood for us. I want to say that God that blessed people, he bless you, and that love, let it stay like that. There's the fire of the love dwell in you. Let the Holy Spirit speak with your spirit. So when you have burden to one another, our God will come and do you great things. Praise the Lord. My days to go home is very near. Let me say I'm very happy because I was in the good heart. Because I'm happy because we come here on every Wednesday to pray. We come on Thursdays for Bible study. And I'm happy because I have learned a lot. The things that are going to help my life. Praise the Lord. Before I wait up, I want to say, be praying people. And pray for everybody. Pray for the children. Even yesterday, that's what we were told. When you pray for your children, and you pray for the other children, because the devil has bad plan for the children, and nothing else we can do unless we chase him away with the prayers. Praise the Lord. You know my name. You want me to say again? My names are Susan Wangari. And I'm happy because of the Lord. May I live in the heart of the Lord. Live in the heart of the Lord. And never ever move from our Lord. Let us meet at the close of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let us stand up. So that I can bless you all. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, God. Father, I speak on your word. I might not explain how it is, but Holy Spirit, you can do it. Speak with them in a different way and in a deeper way. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I have been with this fellowship since I came in this place. I'm happy because of them. That's why I'm in front of you, Lord, to tell you, remember them. Do them good things. Those who have given their things to bless me, I pray that they will never lack anything. Even those who could not make it, I bless them this day, so that God, you're gonna make them make it, so that they can do good things. Because you have said good things, it will come with reaping. Praise the Lord. Let
the name of the Lord be
praised. Bless them, Lord. Do them good things. As they go and they come, do them good things. Where where they are working. Let them be promoted in the mighty name of Jesus. Those who don't have work, I pray that God of Israel, open files. Give them work in the name of Jesus. Bless the children of God, children of boys, women, men. Do them good things in the mighty name of Jesus. And even in your heart, the hands that have power and authority. And don't let them lack anything. Don't let them fall in the deep end. Do them good things in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, King, because you have done. I believe you have done. You're going to take care of them, and you're going to do them good things in the mighty name of Jesus. Even your servant, I pray, bless them. Give them wisdom. When they are doing your work, let them do your work, and they don't do like theirs, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, King. We lift in your hand, and you know we have it, and you know we're going to do great things. You're going to bring many people in this city that have no money, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, You are worthy, God. There's no other name like you. Thank you, King of glory. Thank you, Jesus, the Son of Living God. Be praised and worshipped. We lift ourselves in your heart, knowing that you have heard our prayer and you have blessed us. In the, that wonderful name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I want to give you my Kenya telephone number because I want you to call me wherever you are. Even you can say hi. Now you can tell me what you want us to do. Man, I am a servant. And I can do the work of the Lord. 0722. Don't write the zero. 722. 97. 86. 47. God may bless you and do you good things.
Amen.
Amen.